The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, this is Anton Bentley, and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Ali Campbell from Nelson Repertory Theatre, who is going to talk to us about a new panto that she has been writing and will be staging later on this year. Welcome, Ali.
Kia ora, Anton. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's super to have you. What, I guess just taking a step back, is this your first panto that you've written?
This will be the third pantomime.
Yeah.
The first one was in 2016, was called Buzz. The second one was in 2019 called Sinbad the Sailor, Retired. And this one is called Go West.
Go West. So it's not a traditional panto in that case. I mean, we think of panto as being Puss in Boots and Cinderella and Dick Whittington and that kind of thing.
It's a whole new story.
A whole new story. So, oh, great, something to look forward to and something we can't say we've seen before. What inspired you to become a writer and director of pantomimes in the first place?
It was Alison Cormack. She said to me way back, she said, "We should write a pantomime." And I said, "Huh?" At which point, she gave me so many amazing ideas. It was like bones scattered all over the floor. And we tied them together into a skeleton. And I gave them skin and tendons and a heart and a voice. And from that came Buzz.
Oh, fantastic. So in creating a panto, what are the key elements that you focus on to make panto engaging and I guess a really entertaining experience for all ages?
For me, the essence of pantomime is funny. It has to be funny. It doesn't necessarily have to be an existing story. It can be something new. But it's well worth looking at the elements of pantomime and making sure it can be recognised as a pantomime by all those amazing fun behind you elements.
Yes, those lovely bits of audience participation.
Yeah. That's one of the best parts about pantomime, is you get to be part of the cast.
Fantastic. What are the challenges that you face bringing a panto to life, and how do you overcome those challenges?
Well, challenges, first of all, is finding the story that you're going to tell. But I found over the years that the easiest way to do it is anytime you hear something funny or see something funny is write it down in a notebook. My husband was particularly helpful the last one, so much so that when he came to see it, he'd not read the script. When he came to see it, he stood with a kind of shocked expression saying, "Turns out my wife listens to me." Because many of the things he says that are funny were in Sinbad. And there's a few in this one as well he'll recognise. Yeah. But it's finding the funny. Finding the inspiration of the story is always a challenge. But this particular one had an extra challenge. I was challenged to bring pantomime into this century. And that was indeed a challenge and well worth attempting.
So, yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that, Ali, because we often think of panto as being quite dated, maybe sexist jokes, that kind of thing. And I guess some of the jokes that may have been popular, you know, years ago, really the kind of things we kind of maybe raise an eye at.
Yes, a lot of the humour does not stand the test of time.
Yeah.
And that was indeed the challenge. I had to make it so that it was open for everyone to enjoy. And so I spent a bit of time dissecting things to find out what was wrong, what needed to move, and what was left, and what could still be recognisable as a pantomime. And to be honest, it was quite easy. Once you actually dissected it, it was easy to find the bits going, actually, no, that's not on. And so that came out. But all of the elements that you would expect are still there. But I've taken out, essentially, I've taken out the groping.
Right. And I'm sure we all thank you for that too. So tell us a little bit about the storyline for Go West, because it's going to be something unfamiliar to us. What kind of characters might we expect in this one?
Well, we have certainly gone to have a dame, and we're going to have a Buttons-type character who fully engages with the audience. And so that was a nice sort of starting point that I could hang everything on. And then, of course, the other aspect was things like cultural appropriation. And I thought, well, what culture may I use? I may use my own. So I decided to start in Scotland. That's where the pantomime starts. And we go west, and we go to Canada, and we cross Canada, and we are heading on our way off to New Zealand. But there's another place we go as well, which I'm going to leave as a secret, because that's going to be fun to come and watch.
Fantastic. So I know a lot of people, I often hear a lot of people saying, I would really like to audition for a show, but I'm a bit scared, I don't know what to expect, and that kind of thing. What, if someone did want to audition for the show, what could they expect at the audition?
Well, I like to do them in a group kind of thing where everybody's all together and they feel mutually supported. So even those who are really only intending to be part of the chorus come in at the time, at the same time as people who want to actually be one of the roles. In this one, there are 9 major roles and 11 minor roles, but I hope to have a good, healthy, fun chorus as well. So what I tend to do is I get everybody together and we all warm up, and then I ask people to do things as a big group so that everybody's comfortable and doesn't have to do something on their own if they don't want to. But I'm watching for them listening to what I'm asking them to do. Are people able to listen? Are they able to follow my instructions? And that's the biggest thing that I'm looking for chorus, because they need to be listening and paying attention and watching out for each other. That's a really important thing to me. Those then who are interested in going for the more major roles or even some of the smaller minor roles will be asked to stay, and they will be asked to read parts of the script out loud. Again, I might ask them to do something slightly different or to try a different character, just so I can see what I got to work with. And of course, in Nelson, I've got an amazing amount of talent to work with.
Indeed. And singing and dancing at the auditions, or?
Yes, group singing initially. And then those who would like to go for the major roles, some singing solo ones there.
So really, for someone who's wanting to try this for the first time, it's not too nerve-wracking. Fully supported in a group of people. You're not stood up on the stage of the Theatre Royal being watched by...
No, it's a really comfortable process. I hope to make it fun, comfortable and exciting.
Right. And when are the auditions? Because they must be coming up sometime soon.
They are. I have the date. The date will be the 27th of August, but I haven't got the exact location yet or the time. But the way to find that out is to go to the Facebook page, Nelson Repertory, and also our website, and anything else you see, theatre scene, we're going to post it out, exactly all the details, but it's going to be the 27th of August.
Oh, so not far away.
No.
Fantastic. And when are performances?
Performances are middle of December, the weekend of the sort of 16th, 17th, thereabouts. 4, possibly 5 performances.
Fantastic. Oh, I think you've got me quite excited. I think you might see me at the auditions.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I would love it. It's been a while since I've done anything like that. So I think, what a great way to round off the year by being part of Panto. And if you don't want to be part of it, coming to see it.
Please come and see it. It's going to be such fun, because we need the audience. The audience is the final cast member.
Absolutely. What about other roles within the production? Because there'll be no doubt people who sort of think, I really just don't want to be on stage. There must be, I would imagine, a show like this is going to be pretty big, lots of things to organise and so on. So what other things could people get involved with?
Absolutely. we have such a family that puts this on. We're going to have our costume team. We're going to be a lot of wardrobe people, dressers in the evening. We're going to need props people. We're going to need construction. Those people out there with construction skills, we're going to need you. We need crew of all sorts. I'm looking for people to volunteer, you know, what skills they have. Because what I've learned about Nelson is that there are many retired people, possibly even theatrical retired people, who have got skills and knowledge, and I would like them to come and join us.
Yeah, it's a great community thing, isn't it, to just be part of?
Yeah, Nelson Repertory Theatre make a commitment to be community-minded. We do community theatre. We leave it as open as we can so that everyone is welcome to join in and contribute and feel part of the theatre and be able to actually be on that Theatre Royal stage or be behind the scenes there is a huge experience and a really positive one for people hoping perhaps make a career out of it. To be part of Theatre Royal is a really amazing experience.
Right. Yes, I remember the first time I stood on that stage. It's magical.
Absolutely magical.
Now, I suppose one of the other things in terms of casting for the show, you're going to want adults, obviously, but are you looking for all ages, children, teenagers,
yeah,
the lot?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah, it's open. I think, theoretically, it's safer for over 5-year-olds rather than less than 5, just on the basis of they would get tired and I wouldn't want to do that. But, you know, certainly children of all ages.
Children of all ages.
Up to 95. Maybe even 98. Possibly 103.
Oh, brilliant. So on a slight digression, what are your future plans? Or let me rephrase that. What's your the passion project that Ali would like to work on, given unlimited resources or whatever?
I think I would like to attempt something for the Fringe, because the Fringe Festival is high quality. And, you know, pantomime is often looked down upon as a genre, and I feel it's unfair because it's one of my favourite genres. But I'd maybe like the opportunity to see if I could do something clever for the Fringe at some point.
Oh, I think you should rise to that challenge. Having done Fringe myself, it's a fantastic experience. Yeah. So, auditions coming up soon, the 27th of August. Details will be on the Facebook page and on the website. And performances mid-December.
Yeah. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to contact us. On the website, you'll find our email address to send messages to.
Fantastic. So, don't be afraid. Get out there and give it a go. You'll have a blast, an absolute
Come and
blast.
Have fun.
Right. Look, thank you for joining me today, Ali. I've really enjoyed this conversation and I look forward to being part of the panto myself.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Anton Bentley. You've been listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South and available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for joining us. The name of the panto is Go West, and to play us out today, that classic from the 70s by the Village People, Go West.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.